off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
All right, guys, here we go. We got top seven answers on the board. Mid-flight, you'd hate to hear the pilot say, RJ,
we're going to crash.
We're going to crash. Ooh. All right, Paul, we need this one, buddy.
Yeah.
This is your chance. Howdy, folks. This is your captain speaking. Sorry to inform you that I'm blank.
Lost!
I like that. Lost!
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, you got a package that has to be delivered. I don't know if this is going to affect things in a good or bad way. What UPS has made the news recently by what, decommissioning some older aircraft, or what are they doing exactly, Dennis?
Well, UPS has officially announced that they've retired their MD-11 fleet. They had, I think, 31 MD-11 trijets, and you know, I think it made the news last year. Everybody saw it. There was a very unfortunate incident in Cincinnati where one of those crashed on takeoff. Yeah. But that was, I think, the final nail in the coffin for UPS's MD-11 fleet, because the aircraft were grounded after that incident while the FAA and NTSB determined, you know, what was the cause. Mm-hmm. Well, they've just decided that, you know what, this is the last straw for us. We're done. And they've retired the fleet and taken almost a $200 million hit on the accounting, because, you know, these airplanes were an asset that had value yet.
Right.
And they're not going to try to get them back in the air. They're just going to be switching to like 767 freighters, which they have a bunch more still on order. So they're just going to phase out the trijets. And, you know, they were a heavy hauler. They had great payloads, but the newer, smaller twin engines can carry more with less, or carry, you know, a little bit less, but with better fuel economy.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, they'll still probably get your packages there on time. They just had to rearrange their fleet.
Right. And now it'll be interesting to see what happens. There's only two other operators of the MD-11, and that's FedEx, which is the largest. They have over 60 MD-11s in their fleet, and Western Global, which I think they have just a handful of those MD-11 in their fleet. But it's going to be interesting, because Western Global is actually based in my backyard here in Fort Myers. So we see the trijets out on the ramp periodically, and I don't know if they're going to wind up shutting them down too. And if that is the case, they've only got like three or four 747s in their fleet. So it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do next.
Well, what would their alternative be? Do you have any suggestion for them if you're running things there at FedEx?
Well, at FedEx, I mean, they have the same, you know, same options that UPS does. They have, you know, a lot of twin engine aircraft in their fleet. You know, maybe they increase the amount of those that they're flying. But on the other hand, you've got 60-some airplanes, and the NTSB findings were that it was a fractured engine attach bearing. And so if they, you know, they had known about this problem, they were telling the operators to be aware of it. And if they go ahead and replace those and inspect them more frequently, perhaps the airplane can continue to fly safely until its scheduled retirement. Mm-hmm. But, well, you know, right now, everything's still grounded.
I would imagine UPS and FedEx both have a bit of a challenge right now with Amazon in the game. You think?
Well, UPS, they're winding down some of their operations. I think they announced some fairly significant layoffs, as UPS has been slowly removed from favor with Amazon's shipping business. So, But there's other, you know, they're not the only ones out there. There's other companies that are delivering. And so
they still need
to get the stuff.
Hopefully they'll figure it out. And, but I know, I'm sure it's a challenging situation for all of them right now. So we'll just monitor it accordingly. Also, in the news, here in Florida, we got some pretty big news about Pilatus. So what did they do?
So Pilatus recently broke ground on a 70,000 square foot sales and service facility in Sarasota. They're scheduled to open, near the end of next year. It's the first phase of two or maybe even three construction phases at Sarasota. They're initially going to get this 70,000 square foot maintenance facility up and running. They're going to be hiring mechanics from the local area. In fact, they're partnering with a new aviation training academy that will be training AMPs to work and can build airplanes. So that's kind of exciting that we have, you know, more options to get more mechanics. And not far away from me. So maybe I can benefit from this.
How so? But,
well, I mean, you're going to have more mechanics.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, mechanics. You buy a Pilatus.
Well, if I did, it could be delivered right in Sarasota. Yeah. I don't have to fly to Switzerland to get it. So that's going to be fantastic. But the second phase of this project is going to be 110,000 square foot final assembly facility. They're going to be building the Pilatus PC-12 and the PC-24 jet here in Sarasota. That's kind of amazing. And then a possible third would be a 40,000 square foot addition for a paint and training center. So this is a huge investment in Sarasota by Pilatus. So
did they say why they picked that area? I mean, is it you think it's the Amish food restaurants that they have over there, the retirees, or Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus history?
Maybe, or maybe the fact that, you know, Southwest Florida's got a lot of space to grow, a lot of, you know, well-heeled individuals in this area. You know, Naples isn't far away from us, and,
you know,
you got a lot of
What aircraft would it be if you wanted to upgrade to a Pilatus? What would you, what'd be your first
pick? The most practical would be to go to the PC-12. That's the turboprop that seats about eight people.
That sounds pretty good. That's a pretty good hauler too, isn't it?
It definitely, and the speeds are great in mid 200s. So you can definitely cover some ground. The PC-24, though, the jet is obviously very appealing. That's actually the only business jet that's certified for off-road use. They actually can land on grass and on improved fields with that airplane.
Really?
Okay. And it's got a big cargo door in the back that you can actually put pallets into. So if you really needed to haul stuff, it's not a bad option.
Well, so, but the jump between those two is what, how many mil?
Oh, more than I care to think about. I think you're going from, you know, a couple of million for a Pilatus PC-12 to probably tens of millions of dollars for a PC-24.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Neither of which are in my budget, so I'll just have to hope that somebody wants me to fly one for them.
You know, they probably will have like a Florida resident rate that you could exploit since you're, you know, in Fort Myers just down the road from them, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
You say, hey,
not.
I'll throw in a free Just Plain Radio hat and t-shirt.
I'll even go make the hat and t-shirt. What do you want? What size do you want? And what color?
So,
yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, we can dream.
Yeah,
but I'm glad we're going to have another manufacturer here in Florida because we've had Piper for years in Vero Beach. Mm-hmm. And there's several up and coming and other airframers that are, you know, Melbourne, Florida and whatnot. And so it's nice to see it on this coast now too.
But that Pilatus 12 you're talking about, is that the smallest one they have?
That's the smallest one they have. And yet it's still a large airplane.
Who knows? Maybe they'll develop something a little smaller, you think? Or do you think there's no money in that?
They've already got competition from Dyer with the TBMs and from Piper with the M500 and M700, if they wanted smaller. I think Pilatus has, you know, made it. This airplane is kind of our entry-level plane, and it's very roomy. It's a hauler. It's a backcountry plane. It's short field, yet can still get places quickly, you know, or reasonably quickly.
Right. And you would take one if they gave it to you.
Oh, absolutely. I'd fly one in a heartbeat.
And that's a single engine turboprop.
Single engine turboprop. Yep.
So how would it compare with a Grand Caravan then? Are they in the same category?
Size wise, it's about the same size as a Caravan.
Uh huh.
Speed wise, it's
way faster.
Of magnitude faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably
Caravan, I think you're topping out in, you know, the high 150 knots or so, 160 maybe, in a Caravan on a good day.
But Pilatus, you're going to have oxygen in it and the whole thing.
Oh, it's so pressurized. Really it's very comfortable. And, you know, you're also looking at, you know, just under 250 knots, I think, at cruise.
Okay. Well, I'm sold.
It's no
just go ahead and buy it. You have my permission.
I need your credit card, sir.
No, that's your department, my friend.
Hey, I already got one plane for you. What do you want?
Another one. And that note, we're going to leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
J. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.